going? Looking for 301?
These are the sounds of a new school year. And it's a big year, full of many changes from a new statewide assessment to new academic programs. And of course, new teachers.
Hi guys, I'm Mr. Tuber, or Mr. T, whatever you prefer. I'm going to be co-teaching with Mrs. Williams.
George Tuber is one of those novice teachers in one of the district's newest programs, the Jacksonville Teacher Residency Program. The apprentice biology teacher met his students at Andrew Jackson High School for the first time Monday morning.
I have a coaching philosophy, but I don't have a teaching philosophy yet.
What's your coaching philosophy?
Just try to connect with the students. And I find that a lot of people tend to put themselves separate from the students, like I'm the teacher, they're the students, but really we're all kind of learning together.
And George is learning right along with his students. He'll spend the next year in a science classroom with veteran teacher Allison Williams before taking on his own classroom for the next 3 years.
The first day is about people really finding where they're supposed to be and everybody getting settled in, getting their schedules correct. So hopefully today runs smoothly.
Some kind of schedule change. So I know it seems like there's a lot of people in here right now, but as this week continues...
With a shortened first period and an overcrowded second period, things may have not gone quite as smoothly as they would have liked. But the students took it all in stride.
That's another thing we want to find out about our partner.
They age, man. If it's a girl, you probably
can
talk to them.
Okay, year? We're going to put this on.
Meanwhile, at Matthew Gilbert Middle School, fellow Jacksonville teacher resident Tiffany Allen got acquainted with a smaller group of 8th graders.
Okay, everyone, my name is Miss Allen, and I'm from Virginia. I'm from a small city called Portsmouth, Virginia. If anybody's familiar with Virginia Beach, it's right over there in that area.
The middle schoolers had relatively little to say to the adults on the first day. But over the next few weeks, Tiffany says she's looking forward to watching their personalities and their learning styles shine through.
You know, teaching the students to see their understanding and where they're at. That's what I'm looking forward to.
And we'll continue to follow George, Tiffany, and their students with updates throughout the year. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.